The Hard Shoulder on News Talk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you would have seen reports over the last few days about non-essential construction work that was still being carried out on some of the more salubrious and leafy parts of South County Dublin, your Shrewsbury roads and your Aylesbury roads, and basically the most expensive squares on the Monopoly board. Well, we got our reporter Barry White to look into this issue for us. Barry, you might just remind us what is allowed and what isn't at the minute when it comes to construction.
Hi, Kieran. Good afternoon. Yeah, well, as we know, the government announced additional public health restrictions under Level 5 at the start of January. And these additional restrictions required all construction activity to cease from 6 p.m. on Friday, the 8th of January, with a number of exceptions. And there are quite a few exemptions, as 40% of building has continued around the country. In fact, 120 building sites have remained open in Dublin alone. And these exceptions include the construction of health projects, education buildings and social housing projects, while the repair, maintenance and construction of critical transport and utility infrastructure can also continue. But domestic building was to cease unless it was an emergency. So this includes electrical, gas, oil, plumbing, glazing and roofing services, but on an emergency call-out basis only. While works could continue in houses that were near completion, but again, they had to be completed by the 31st of January. So any work on domestic houses or private homes after that date had to cease as well. However, Kevin Moran, who owns Moran Construction here in Dublin, says there is a lot of domestic building work continuing, even when it's not an emergency.
We do domestic renovations and extensions, which unfortunately has not been deemed essential work. So back in the first lockdown, back in March and April of last year, we were off for 7 weeks. This year, after returning from the Christmas holidays, we worked 1 week in January when Level 5 restrictions were brought in again. So we thought at that point we would start back next week, March the 5th. But as we know, that's been extended now to what looks like April the 5th. So, I mean, that's 12 weeks in this second phase of Level 5 restrictions.
So, Kevin, you're a domestic building company, so it's mostly private homes you'd be working at. Despite not being allowed to work during Level 5, have you noticed many builders like yourself who have still continue to work when they shouldn't be?
Well, there is a lot of construction work that is essential. I think 40% of construction work at the minute is still going on because it is essential. And it's always hard to know what is, you know, what's the story behind even, you know, a domestic job. You know, there could be essential matters there as well. But yeah, it does look like there's a bit of domestic stuff going on, all right.
Is that annoying, Kevin, when you see that there is people working who are non-essential when you're at the house and you're not allowed to work?
What's frustrating for me is just not being able to work and the implications, you know, that come with that. If people are working that shouldn't be, you know, that's their attitude and their stance, you know, on it. It's the same as somebody, you know, not being socially distant in a supermarket or not wearing the mask or something. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but look, at least I know I'm doing the right thing.
Kevin Moran of Moran Construction. Barry, look, I understand you've been down to some of those streets I mentioned in Dublin 4, around the RDS basically, like I said, your Shrewsbury Road or your Aylesbury Road, where it has been reported that there was quite a bit of building activity going on. Now, of course, maybe all of their boilers broke at the same time. It's a possibility, we have to acknowledge. I mean, what did you see when you were there?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of work going on. Like, for instance, in Shrewsbury Road, I seen construction work going on at 4 houses. And then there was 2 houses in Aylesbury Road where there was construction work going on as well. For example, construction workers were busy at one of Dublin's most high-profile addresses on a site owned by a trust linked to billionaire Dermot Desmond. Like, I witnessed around a dozen workers, many dressed in hard hats, high-vis vests, and carrying tools at the site at 24 Shrewsbury Road. I also observed a crane in operation, while several vans emblazoned with various contractor names were there, including one called JFan.pt. Now, I did a bit of searching online to see who this company were, and they are a Portuguese company who specialise in industrial iron and aluminium. Now, I did contact JFan, and I asked them on what basis their work in Ireland was essential. And the person I spoke to on the phone told me that the workers were only in Ireland for a few days. They arrived in Dublin Airport on Monday, according to this guy I spoke to on the phone. And the workers, he said, would be leaving again at the end of the week. And then when I pushed him and asked him on how the work was essential, the man said on the phone that they were inspecting the site and not actually working. And then he hung up the phone. I did also contact Mr. Desmond's Celtic trustees, and I contacted Tusker Construction, who are also working on the site, but I didn't get no reply from them. Now, at another house in Shrewsbury Road, I saw two van loads of scaffolders doing work, while at another property, there was a digger and several vans working at the house yesterday, while I also saw a cement truck reverse into the garden of the same house this morning. So there was well over a dozen workers at this house as well. I also saw landscape work happening at another house. I actually observed a lorry pull up and unload around half a dozen trees at another address in Shrewsbury Road. So there was a lot of work going on. I also saw domestic construction work going on at two other private properties on Aylesbury Road as well. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of work going on. We don't know if this work is non-essential or not. And the Department of Housing told me that enforcement of the regulations is a matter for the Gardaí and not them. But Local Fianna Gael councillor James Gagan said if any of the work is found to be non-essential, then he says it should stop immediately.
Well, I did see reports of alleged non-essential work taking place, construction work taking place when it shouldn't be. And look, obviously that's concerning. It shouldn't be happening. There needs to be a uniform approach to the ban on construction work. I hope that the ban on construction work lifts soon, but until it does, you know, we're all in this together, and there shouldn't be picking and choosing which people get to come in and have their homes developed and which people don't.
If there is non-essential construction work happening at private homes currently, do you think it should cease until all construction work returns?
People need to comply with the guidelines, with the rules and the laws in relation to the public health. And look, there can't be exceptions to that, and there shouldn't be tweaks to it. The rules and the guidelines are what they are. And the reason we have them in place is because NPHET and our public health advice say that they are necessary to get our numbers down and so that we can reopen our society, reopen our economy. So non-essential work that is currently taking place should be stopped and should not continue or should not restart until such time that the guidelines and the restrictions permit it to start.
I suppose we probably should reiterate again, Barry, like there's not an outright ban. There are exceptions and, you know, it's a possibility that these were, you know, essential works, or there was, you know, an emergency, which meant that a team had to be flown in from Portugal to inspect a site on Shrewsbury Road and then fly back out again. It is a possibility, I suppose, we should acknowledge. Did you speak to people locally? Had they a view on this? Were any of them annoyed at it?
No, I didn't find one person locally who was annoyed or that bothered, to be honest. One man I spoke to who did not want to be named or go on tape, he said to me, absolutely, let them build away. We cannot be locked down forever. Well, another man who lives in Shrewsbury Road who did not want to go on tape or be named as well, he just laughed and told me he didn't want to fall out with his neighbours. Now, regarding whether this work is essential or non-essential, well, the guidelines around construction are a bit like the guidelines around the 5K limit. You can easily work around them. For example, you can say you're going to visit a grave or going food shopping, and then you can go outside the 5K. And when it comes to the guidelines around construction, well, someone who owns a private home can say the double glazing or the roof they're getting put in is essential. They can say it's an emergency. So there are ways to work around this. And as I said, it's up to the Gardaí to enforce this. Now, these people I spoke to in Shrewsbury Road said they actually think all construction work should be fully open by now.
Yeah, I'm just out for a walk, and you do notice a lot of activity going around, but nothing
doesn't seem too serious.
Were you surprised to see so much work going on at private houses during Level 5?
I wasn't all that surprised. Even the last Level 5, there was still a lot of work going on in this area. So it's not, it doesn't worry me at all.
So what do you think? Do you think it's time for construction to return fully? It was meant to return tomorrow on the 5th of March, but that's been put back to April.
Places like Aldi and Tesco can open and they have restrictions, or if they have measures in, why can't construction either? I know a lot of people out of work, so in that industry, so I'm not going to give out about them.
My understanding, could be wrong, is private homes can be classed as essential. That would be my understanding. And to be honest, I've no issues with that. And people need to move on with their lives, get work done. Economy can't completely shut down. Everyone's going to have to pay for this eventually. Life goes on. So I think I have no issues with people.
Have you noticed much work going on that would be considered non-essential?
I've noticed a lot of houses have had a lot of work done. Neighbours of mine, they recently moved in, they're getting work done. I've no issues with that at all. In terms of non-essential construction, I haven't seen much now.
Originally, all the construction was meant to return tomorrow, 5th of March, but now it's going to be April.
Yeah.
Do you think construction should be back now fully?
Yeah, absolutely. If they're outdoors, it's controlled. I don't think there's so many outbreaks in previous lockdowns of construction, not that I heard in the media. We need to move on, yeah.
Brian in Blackrock has texted in on 53106. Every second house here has a white van outside. It's as busy as I've ever seen it. Vans everywhere with multiple tradesmen sitting in them with no masks. Whereas Dahi says, it's not just Dublin 4, lads. I'm in suburban Cork. Several extensions, paving work, rebuilds going on in the immediate area. Dahi, thank you for that. And Barry White, our own reporter, thanks a million for putting that report together for us.